Should Sweden join NATO? Well, in recent weeks, NATO officials and the President of Latvia have called on Stockholm to join the North Atlantic Alliance. And late last year, an opinion poll showed that almost half of all Swedes were in favour, outnumbering those opposed for the first time. Concerns about an assertive and increasingly unpredictable Russia are helping to drive the debate, as our correspondent Paul Adams has been finding out.
Kilo 5-3 control, radar contact. Kilo 5-2, turn left heading 200.
200, right.
At the Ronneby Air Force Base in southern Sweden, jets are out on patrol over the nearby Baltic Sea. Some of them have been checking out reports of an unidentified Russian ship. In the last couple of years, the pilots have been scrambling more and more. Russian military planes regularly pass close to Swedish airspace, often without identifying themselves. Part of a pattern of assertive Russian behaviour that's causing headaches for Sweden's defence minister, Peter Hultqvist.
More of exercises, more of activities, military activities in the Baltic Sea, flying close to our aircrafts and that sort of things. And we can also see that Russia upgrading its military capability. I think I got information last week about also that they are going to upgrade some units with nuclear weapons in the western part of Russia.
Ja, vi har sett ett stort antal
18 months ago, the country was transfixed for a week while the military hunted a suspected Russian submarine, apparently lurking in the Stockholm archipelago. The previous year, total consternation as the Swedish Air Force simply failed to respond to a simulated Russian attack on Stockholm and southern Sweden. What, the Swedes wonder, are the Russians playing at? Michael Bidén is Supreme Commander of Sweden's Armed Forces.
We do have a good picture what they are doing, but it's too much to say that we understand. Did we understand the annexation of Crimea? Did we understand that they were very close to start something eastern Ukraine? When we see it, it's obvious. It's there and it's logic. But it's too much to say that we know what the next step would be.
The general doesn't think Russia is about to attack Sweden, but in a Baltic region that feels more volatile, he says Sweden cannot afford to simply sit back and wait.
What the next step would be after the annexation of Crimea, after eastern Ukraine, after Syria, that is to be seen, and we follow it closely. It's not only that we are waiting to react. We need to make sure that our armed forces is strong enough to show that we could be the threshold to send signals saying, if you come here, it will hurt, and it will.
You see down the red doors? This is the old workshop for the tanks and all the other vehicles that were used here on this mechanized brigade.
And so the government is taking steps. Out in the middle of the Baltic, on the island of Gotland, Lieutenant Colonel Stefan Pettersson shows me the place that he and up to 20,000 Swedish military personnel used to call home. For decades, this was Sweden's front line in the Cold War.
I was raised here as a lieutenant and captain and major for about 20 years.
But when the Soviet Union ended, Gotland's defenders left. Last year, the government said it was sending troops back. Just a small battle group for now, a few hundred soldiers. Stefan is going to lead it. He's thrilled.
It's almost a dream come true. During the years in the civilian life, I have a very good time there, but there's always been a dream of come back as an officer. And to do it here on Gotland, to establish a new unit, is perfect.
One of Stefan's former colleagues on Gotland is Joachim Martell. He too is pleased the military is returning to the island, but he wants Sweden to go further.
It's a good start, but I think there's a need for other resources for the island's defence. It's also important to have plans, a more strategic view on the island as part of the security network we connected to, the Baltic states, Finland, Poland and so on. And actually, to be quite clear, that is part of the NATO network that Sweden and I think also Finland should be connected to a little bit more than we are today.
The Swedish military already works very closely with NATO, but it's not a member and it cannot be certain that if attacked, NATO members would spring to its defence. It hasn't fought a war in more than 200 years, and Swedes have long been leery of joining major military alliances, preferring bilateral partnerships instead. But Jacob Westberg, who lectures in strategy at Sweden's Defence University, says the mood is shifting.
We have seen a significant change during the last 2 or 3 years. And that change is in one direction. It is an increased support for NATO membership.
So what's driving the debate in Sweden?
This debate started already in December 2012, when the then Swedish chief of staff said that Sweden can only defend itself in 7 days against a single attack on its territory. And this resulted in a very dramatic debate. Is it true? Could it be this bad? Yes, it was.
The government in Stockholm is not planning to join NATO in the near future. But Jacob Westberg says Sweden's approach to the alliance, half in, half out, is unsustainable. Sweden, he says, is free-riding, relying on others to deter Russia and failing to play a full part in the security of the Baltic region. Pretty soon, he says, the government will have to think again.
Paul Adams reporting.